Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
20 minutes away from the back page with Bo, but Bo's not here, so it'll be the back page with Abe.
No, that ain't with Abe.
The
front page with Abe.
Okay.
The classifieds with Abe.
There we go. There you go.
The classifieds with Abe.
I used to love reading the classifieds. Jobs.
Oh, I mean,
find jobs in there.
Oh, okay.
You could find stuff for sale sometimes.
Do they still? What was
bought
the,
my
what
first?
Do they still do
set of golf clubs in the classifieds?
What's the damn look about? Craigslist, not Craigslist.
I believe Craigslist still
Craigslist
exists.
Craigslist still exists.
I believe
okay.
so.
Didn't know.
I think, you know, it all kind of evolves throughout time. Now you got Facebook Marketplace, but
yes.
Not everybody's on Facebook.
Right.
Craigslist's still out there. Used to be the back page.
Yeah,
there was
I know.
A website called that,
dude,
where you could get lots of stuff.
Yeah, man. That was it's wild times, Bunk. Wild times. And you could just go into classifieds and find you a date.
Find a date.
Find you a date.
That's right.
Find you a date.
Find you something to do on Saturday night.
Yeah. Where's that paper? It's the weirdest thing. Oh, goodness gracious, man. It would actually be some editor that would be like, hey, yeah, just put that in there.
Right.
I know it says
sure,
that,
whatever. We'll
I
take
know,
the money.
A 6-foot-tall blonde looking for a good time.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it is.
Maybe that's a dice roll, too, because who knows? I mean, you show up somewhere, it might be a 6-foot-tall blonde
dude
fighter,
yeah,
with a weapon,
yeah, man. That's what I'm saying.
Who separates you from the fee?
Better watch out, bow your neck, dog. Running up on the wrong damn person.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right. Anyway, we'll do all that sort of fun stuff on the front page with Abe coming up in about 15
the front
minutes.
Page with Abe.
Let's get to a college football corner here.
The front page, Smyrna.
That's how we're saying it. Smyrna. Speaking of golf, I had one of my worst nightmares almost happened yesterday.
You almost got hit by somebody else's ball?
No. I almost hit a hole in one and no one was around.
Oh.
After I went out and was just playing by myself, I hit a great tee shot on a par 3. The ball mark landed about 4 inches from the hole and it kicked. It was probably like 5 feet past it.
What?
But it was right there and I hit it and I was like, oh God, oh no. And it was uphill so I couldn't see.
Right.
So I was driving up there.
I would have believed you.
I was and that's what multiple
you.
People said in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
That I'm an upstanding person.
I would have believed
I
you.
Wouldn't lie.
Yeah,
about
I would have believed
that.
You.
But it's not even about you believing me. Like you want to share that moment with
somebody.
I agree.
I understand.
Right? Like
I understand.
You want and I've never had one.
Right.
And so I was looking around because like the hole was, there's houses kind of surrounding the green.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, is anybody on their deck? Like, would anybody have seen it? And no, it would have just been by myself.
I was with Neighbor Bob.
Okay.
On par 3, we were over in Stone Mountain.
Yeah.
And he saw it. And I was like, oh my God, that's lined up, dude.
Yeah.
And then, like, it just missed. It bounced, and then it just, But, dude, I would have believed you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
you.
Lie about it either way.
I
would just be like, because I would, you know, you go nuts.
Right.
Then you're going nuts
by
yourself. And I would have taken a picture and all that. But again, I want, like, in an ideal world, you'd be there, or, like, I love, there's various people that I really love golfing with that would be there. But yeah, it was close. Pretty good shot, though. I was
right
happy.
Shot.
All right. Let's start with, I mean, let's just go through these rivalry games, man. We just don't have that much time to talk about them this week because we only have three shows. Let's start with Brent Key talking about playing Georgia.
It does for me, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. It does for everybody on both teams. I mean, that's what in-state rivalries are about. You know, they're about playing against the guys that you grew up with or grew up playing against and grew up playing with. You know, majority of players on both teams are from this state and one of, not the best, high school football in the entire country. And, you know, to be able to have a showcase, what really ends up being it's a showcase of the high school talent and the high school programs and the high school coaches of all their players really competing at once.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a lot of kids there watching both teams. Georgia Tech's probably going to have a big recruiting weekend.
Yeah.
Assuming some of those kids probably be choosing between both schools.
Could be.
And it's a situation where it's back even in this rivalry because it should be us just beating their ass, and then Paul Johnson to come with some reverse or something to get us every now and then. But I mean, Mark Richt owned Georgia Tech.
What's even?
I said it's back even talent wise, getting there as far as
oh,
as far as
I mean,
meaning they
you're being real nice.
I ain't being nice. I'm just saying, dog. They got they,
no, it isn't.
They're getting better, man.
Yeah, they're getting better.
But, if last year didn't tell you something,
sure,
that
sure.
This team can lose sure, to Georgia
definitely,
Tech.
Definitely, I'm not saying yeah. That they can't.
No, we are head and shoulder. Don't do that right there, okay? That drives me freaking crazy.
Is that the 6-7
yes,
thing?
Yes, it drives me freaking crazy.
I was just saying, it's yeah, not.
But just do it the other way, like you're dribbling basketball
okay.
Or something, dog, because I'm about to lose
it ain't.
My freaking mind with that crap
yeah,
there.
Yeah, Georgia Tech is – I'm not trying to say anything bad yes. About their season. Obviously, the last couple of weeks have been frustrating.
Just the look you just gave me.
But it's like, come on, man.
No.
Georgia's way better than
yes,
Georgia
we are.
Tech.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying on Saturday, This is – and I said this last year, and I mean it more. This is the closest they're going to get to beating us since Brent Key's been there, since Coach Johnson left. Mm-hmm. You know, because we weren't worried about Collins.
No, we weren't worried about him. No, it's Pitt's Twitter account tweeted out a picture of Jeff Collins shaking hands and being kind of a blank face to Narduzzi a couple years ago when Pitt beat him.
Yes,
and I was like, if your goal was to make Tech fans mad, you failed.
Yes.
They hate him more than you do.
Yes.
There's no yes. Like you just bonded with Tech fans by making fun yeah. Of Jeff Collins. They yeah. Hate
I
that
mean,
guy.
The thing, but it's a fun game. It was one game that I always look forward to as a player for Georgia playing against Georgia Tech. I know it's over Mercedes-Benz. It's going to be like a Georgia damn home game up in there. Yes. And I think that, you know, that if Georgia, as good as they've been playing, if Georgia plays as good as they've been playing, it shouldn't be close. It shouldn't be a close game. You know, because I think the fact that they're playing their best ball right now, it's going to be different without CJ, especially with all these counters and things that
definitely.
They like to run.
Definitely.
But they got some dudes in that middle. Ain't good as CJ, but they're going to be as good as CJ, You know. And so I think that's going to be the biggest thing is, you know, because as big as Haynes King is, he gets lost. You know, he gets low to the ground, especially he does a great job of following that second puller that they run. And so I'll be interested to see how they come out and approach this game because they, in my opinion, approach the damn Pitt game all wrong.
I agree.
All wrong. And I don't think that Brent Key is going to allow Buss to do that again.
No, I don't think so. I mean, first of all, I love that Brent Key just flat out openly talks about how much this game is more important than the other ones.
Yes.
Because some people will be like, oh, you know, they're all the same.
Mm-mm.
No, they're not.
Mm-mm.
No, they're not. And they shouldn't be. Mm-mm. Like, rivalry games are the most important ones, And it's okay to say that.
Yeah.
So I love that he's honest about that. I just think, like, if there's any, you know, games can have different factors beyond just, you know, who's lining up against who. I don't think any of that outside stuff takes place in this game.
No.
Like, Georgia's not going to be anything other than 100% locked in. They remember how close they came to losing
yes.
to Georgia Tech last year.
Yes.
They're playing their best ball right now.
Yes.
They're incredibly talented.
And
Tech can't – like, the one thing Tech can't do is stop good offense.
No, they can't. Like, and for all you dorks, Texas, I'm not saying the talent is even. I'm talking about as far as the team-wise. Like, they can beat Georgia if Georgia doesn't play well. Before, Georgia can, like, crap and still beat Georgia Tech. They can't do that now. That's what I'm talking about.
Georgia can just sort of show up.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Georgia can't just show up.
We're going to be there for 60 and it's going to go how we want.
Yeah.
They have to be on their P's and Q's and play.
That's what I'm talking about.
To me, just analyzing this Georgia team right now, who's playing on Friday against Georgia Tech, and this Georgia Tech team, who's going to be playing against Georgia on Friday, they're two teams going in different directions.
Yes.
And I don't. I mean, it sucks that this is the way that it's going for Georgia Tech with what the season was, but I think they're going to get smacked.
We'll see.
I think it's going to be, I don't know. What do I know? But I think Georgia's going to beat the brakes off Georgia Tech.
I hope so. I hope you're right.
Yeah.
What's the other one? They got the Egg Bowl. We just talk about the game, not everything else that surrounds the game.
Yeah, well, they better not lose it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I mean.
You're 7.5-point favorites on the road against your rival.
And it's
better
your,
not lose
and,
that
and
game.
It's your rival and all those things. And Mississippi State, they're trying to get bowl eligible.
That's right.
And we already know the surrounding thing that's going on with Mississippi State. But this is a fun rival, man. It really, really is a watch. And Mississippi State, again, they're playing better. They're better than they were last year.
They are.
They put some scares in teams like Texas and teams like that. And then Georgia went in there, kicked them in the damn face, and down in Stark Vegas. But, I mean, Ole Miss going on the road. It's still a noon game or whatever, but yeah, they might want to wash themselves. Then
yeah, I think teams. I mean, obviously, yeah, they've had a nice year. Mississippi State has, certainly better than projected. They can't stop anybody.
No.
Georgia put 41 on them. Missouri put 49.
And Lane's going to put 70 up on them, yeah, just to prove a point.
Ole Miss is one of the best offenses, yes, in the country. Like, if they're not distracted, like if they don't win this game and they don't score 40 points, like then that was what it was. Like, all this circus stuff found its way into the game on Friday, and that M is unacceptable.
One game we didn't miss yesterday.
They should beat the hell out of Mississippi.
Yeah, the big game. What they call it, the game? Is that what they call it?
I think that Stanford-Cal is the game.
Okay, which one? Ohio State-Michigan is
the big game.
The big game, whatever it is.
I think so.
Yeah, they're going
anyway,
to
yeah.
Michigan's hosting them. I have a feeling that Ohio State's going to just, yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I think they're going to beat the hell out of Michigan. I thought they were going to do that last year, too.
I did, too.
Yeah.
And, I did, too. They weren't there yet.
Yeah, they weren't there.
They weren't there yet. I think this Michigan team has had a really nice year. Like, for their talent level, and they got a true freshman quarterback and all that, and their best player has been banged up the last month. Justice Haynes has not played a lot. To be 9-2 and 7-1 in the Big Ten is really impressive, kind of for where they are roster wise. Ohio State is genuinely one of the three or four like top shelf teams in the country.
Yes, they are a good team.
Yeah, if they play their game, they should win.
They should beat the hell out of them.
Yeah, they really should.
Texas. We talked about Texas A&M first time in 15 years. You said that the A&M's going down there. A&M's got a lot on the line too. You know, a chance to go to the SEC championship game. I think Texas has to win this game to get some help to get in the playoffs. But I think they're the high. They might be the highest ranked. They might be the team. The only 9-3 team that. If they win, it's going to be 9-3. That has a possibility of maybe getting into
Texas.
Yeah, Texas. Because it's Texas. Do I think they should get in?
Yeah,
no.
I don't either. I just don't think they're very good.
No, I don't think they should get in.
And I think A&M should beat them.
Yes.
Vanderbilt get in if they go 10-2. They beat Tennessee.
They
got to
beat Tennessee. They got to beat Tennessee.
Well, yeah.
They got to beat Tennessee, meaning I think that they got to beat Tennessee.
Okay.
Yeah, Pavia, he's a fun player to watch, man.
He is.
He really, really is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And this game is in Knoxville, too. So if they go to Knoxville and they get the win,
it's a big deal.
It's a big deal. Now, what they probably going to,
especially with all the stuff he said in the summer, like we're going to be the team of the state.
What they probably going to need is for Miami to lose to Pitt, maybe. Mm. They need everybody who's in front of them, maybe.
That wouldn't surprise me. Pitt's pretty good. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Abe, or the front page with Abe, after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.